Okay, we're starting the daf at the bottom of Mem Tetem with Bet, but the two dots. Gemara is now going to discuss the position of the Chachamim in our Mishnah about the hierarchy of the Mitot Beis Din versus Rabbi Shimon's position. So Gemara says, okay, Skila Chamura Misrefa. The Mishnah lists Skila as the first of the Mitot Beis Din, and that takes precedence over Srefa. Where did they get that from? Shekein Nitna the Megadef Uli Oved Avodah Zarah. That the punishment for someone who chas v'shalom curses Hashem or worships avodah zarah is to be put to death by skila. So my chumra shekein poshet yado biikar. The chumra or the stringency that why we bring such a strong punishment here is because this is a person who is fighting against Hashem, denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu, someone who goes against the basic tenet of Judaism. So adarava sreifa should be chamura shekein nitna the bat kohen shezinta. It's given to a bat kohen who is mizaneh tachat avia umay chumra. What's the chumra? Shekein mechalel to davia. She's mechalel the mishpacha. She gives a bad name. She profanes the family and her standing as a bat kohen. So that maybe that should be more chamur. So that's the basically that statement here is the conclusion of this section. We're going to see in a second that the Gemara is going to take another step forward, and I'll explain the way Rashi reads this piece, that it's not really a proof. This is the proof. This is the position of the Chachamim, that Kofir Bi'ikar is the most important thing. A person who denies that a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes against Hashem in such a basic manner, that's a person who's deserving of the most stringent death, and that indicates that if they get Skila, they're getting the most stringent death. As opposed to the Sreifa, which is given to someone who causes shame or does something to violate their standing or the sanctity of their family, that's Reifa, but that's still beneath the sanctity of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the position of the Chachamim. What's interesting to note throughout this Gemara, that it seems to be that there's this tension between what is more important. The tension, the Gemara is going to many times have Havaminot and questions about what is more important. And there's a little tension between, is the more important or what we focus on, the Ben Adam Namakom, the way a person treats a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or is it the way a person standing in the Mishpacha or the family, the way they treat their parents, the way they act within society, or Ben Adam Nechavero, that's more important. And based on that, it might be that's the basic machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, of which we give priority to. Rabbi Shimon is obviously going to think Sreifa is more important. He's going to have a proof later on. But basically, his logic is here that the Bat Kohen, who is going to get Sreifa, that's the most chamur punishment. And as opposed to Skila, which is for someone's Kover Bikar, because Ben Adam Lechevro is as important, if not more important, the person's how they ruin themselves. They cause pain to themselves, others, and to the standing of the mishpacha. That's enough to make them deserving of the most, or the worst possible death. So now, based on that conclusion, the Gemara now reads, Kasabri Rabbanon, Nisu'a Yotzei Desarif, Avlo Arusa. Now there are three different punishments that we're talking here, and it's actually going to be the basis of a lot of what goes on in the Gemara. There is a woman who has an extramarital affair. A married woman who has an extramarital affair gets the punishment of Chenek. A woman who is an arusa, that means that is engaged to be married, she has yet to have nisuin, the completion of the marriage, and then she has an extramarital affair. According to the Torah, her punishment is a punishment of skila, of stoning. There is a third punishment, that's a punishment for a bat kohen, shezinta. This is a daughter of a kohen who has an extramarital affair. She is punished by sreifa. Now, by the bat kohen, it does not tell us what the standing of this bat kohen is. Is she niseit? Is she a nisua? She's a fully married woman, and she gets sreifa. Or is she an arusa? And therefore she gets sreifa. So over here, the Gemara says, Kasavir abonon, nisua yotza l'sreifa, velo arusa. That the bat kohen only gets the punishment of sreifa when it's talking about a case of nisuin, when they are fully married. Why? Because a fully married woman who has an extramarital affair gets punished with chenek, which is the lowest form of mita. The Bat Kohen, on the other hand, gets punished with Sreifa. So that is an upgrade. That is a more stringent punishment because her crime is seen to be more grievous. So therefore, her crime is seen to be more egregious. And because of that, she gets the higher punishment or the more stringent punishment of Sreifa. On the other hand, when it comes to Narusa, the punishment of Narusa is Skila, is stoning. And stoning is the highest form of misa that you can get. So why would you suggest that a bat kohen should get sreifa, meaning downgrade her punishment to a less stringent punishment because she's a bat kohen? That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the chachamim say, by an arusa, a bat kohen, like anybody else, would get punished with skila, the most chamur of punishments. By nisua, then there will be a difference. A bat kohen will get sreifa, On the other hand, any other woman, a regular Yisrael, will get the punishment of chenek. Now, the way the Gemara reads, it reads that this is the source. You're going to see, as if you read it quickly, it sounds like this is the source for the chachamim, why skila is greater than sreifa. Because of this fact. Which is, because every rabbanan, nisua yotza l'sreifa, v'lo arusa. The fact that the Torah says by an arusa she gets skila, and a bat kohen who does has nus also gets skila, and we don't say give her sreifa because that's a higher form. It proves to you that sreifa is not a higher form, and skila is the highest form of punishment, and therefore the bat kohen gets the skila in that case, and we don't downgrade her to sreifa. Now that's from the flow of the Gemara. It sounds like that's one of the Chachamim's proofs that skila is greater than sreifa. The problem is that the chachamim have no source for their position that it only applies to a nisua and not to an arusa. Say that it does apply to an arusa, and sreifa is more chamor, and then you wouldn't have this problem. So where do the chachamim get that position that it only applies to nisua and not to an arusa? The answer to that question is they don't have a source. And this is, as Rashi points out here, the Gemara reads, it's a funny lashon in the Gemara, but the Gemara is really saying something different. The Gemara is telling us that because of the position of the Chachamim, that skila is more chamor than sreifa. How do we know that? Because that's the punishment given to someone who's kofar by ikar. Therefore, the Chachamim must believe by extramarital affairs of a kohen, a bat kohen, that her punishment of sreifa only applies to nisua, where it's an upgrade from chenek to sreifa. On the other hand, by a rusa, where she's already getting skila, even any woman would get skila in that case, the bat kohen will get skila just like them, because there's no upgrade. You can't upgrade any further, and sreifa would actually be a downgrade. And that is a pol yotzei. That's a derivative of their position, but not explaining their position. It's a long Rashi, if you want to read it over here, that explains this idea. So now the Gemara says, okay, now we know skila in the hierarchy is greater than sreifa. Now the next mitah in the Mishnah is herek. So how do we know skila chamura misayif? How do we know skila is more chamur than saif than herek being put into death by the sword? Shekeni now the megadeif lo'ovid kochavim, because the one who is put to death, the one who is kofir bi'ikar, one who denies the existence of Hashem or goes against Hashem, is given the punishment of skila. My chumra, what's the chumra kedamran? As we said, that's kofir bi'ikar. Adarav saif chamor. Maybe killing by the sword should be more chamor. Why? Shukeini tanan she irani dachat. Because it's given as the punishment to anshe irani dachat. People, a whole city that goes and worships Avodah Zarah, they're put to death by the sword. So let's say that the sword is a more chamor punishment. Umay chumra shukeim emunam aved. Well, how do you know it's more chamor? Because not only do they get the punishment of hereg, all their money is then burnt. They lose all their possessions. So not only do they lose their lives, they also lose their possessions. So maybe hereg should be, or saif should be considered a more stringent punishment. So Amra, eze koach miruba. Which is the more egregious crime? Koach hamediach, the ones who caused the city to go worship Avodah Zarah? Oh, koach hanidach, or the ones who actually worship the Avodah Zarah? Aviomer koach hamediach, the one who causes others to violate, the ones others who convinces others to worship Avodah Zarah. So the individuals who come and convince an entire city to worship Avodah Zarah, whose punishment should be worse? It should be the ones who caused the city to worship Avodah Zarah. But let's look at their punishments. V'tanyu eva braisa, midichei ir anidachat, those that caused the ir anidachat to worship Avodah Zarah, they get the punishment of skila. Skila, and therefore, and the people of the ir anidachat itself get hereg, or get saif, get killed by the sword. So you see from this that skila must trump hereg or saif, because it's given the punishment for those that cause the city to violate the din of Avodah Zarah. They get punished by skila. The city itself only gets hereg or saif. So it must be that skila is a higher form of punishment than skila, than hereg or saif. So now the Gemara wants to know the next piece in our Mishnah, the next punishment in our Mishnah is chenek, is choking. So we want to know skila chamura mechenek. How do we know that skila is more chamor than chenek? Shekeni tan lemegadeif u'oved avodat kochabim, because that's the skila, is the punishment that's given to someone who chas v'shalom curses Hashem or worships Avodah Zarah. U'may chumra, what's the chumra kedamra that we said is kofar biikar, and therefore he gets the punishment of skila. So adarabo chenek chamor, maybe choking should be the more chamor punishment. Why? Shekeni tan lemakia vivimo, someone who hits his parents, that's the punishment they get is chenek. U'may chumra, and what's the chumra? Shekein hu kash kvodan l'kvod ha'makom, the kavod of kibud av'im is compared to kibud Hashem, or giving honor to Hashem, because it says kabedet avich v'etimecha, it says kabedet Hashem me'honcha. We also have the limudim in other places, ish imo b'aviv tirao mikdashai tirao, or chapter Taitish Maru, that there are basic tenets of Judaism that are connected to Kibud Avim. So we see that Kibud Avim is a very, very serious matter. So therefore, maybe Chenek is a more stringent punishment than Skila, because that's the punishment given to someone who violates Kibud Avim, someone who hits his parents. So Gemara says, no, Medafku Rachmano La Rusa Bat Yisrael, Michlal Nisua. But let's look at this carefully. A woman who's married, fully married, and has an extramarital affair, she's punished by chenek, by choking. An arusa, which is a more egregious crime. Why is it a more egregious crime? Because, as Rashi points out, an arusa is ra to many people. Chamura minisua, shira ala shamayim. It's against the word of Hashem, it's against Hashem. Ula briot, and it's bad for others. Ula atzma, and for herself. Shepogemet kvoda umishpachta. She hurts herself. She hurts her family's standing. Vika klont fame in Yisua. There's more embarrassment and more derision from such an action from someone who is Arusa than Anusuak, who's already Nifgama, because she already had Bia. She already lost her Betulim. In that case, it's a less egregious crime than having an extramarital affair with an Arusa. So what does the Torah say when it comes to an Arusa? Everybody agrees that an Arusa is much worse than a Nisua. The punishment for a Nisua is an extramarital affair is Chenek. The punishment for an Arusa, who has an extramarital affair, it is, as we said before, Skila. And therefore we see from this that Skila must be a higher form of punishment than Chenek. So based on that, Michlal Nisua Bat Yisrael, Michenek, L'Skila, Shema Mina Skila Chamura. From that you can see that Skila is more Chamur. So based on that, now we've lined up in the Mishnah and said Skila is more chamur than all the other mitot found in the Mishnah. Skila is more chamur than Sreifa because it deals with Kofri Bikar versus Sreifa, which deals with Bat Kohen. Skila is more chamur than Herig because that's the punishment for the Madiche Yerani Dachet, but those that cause others to violate in the Yerani Dachet. The Dachet itself is only punished by Herig, it's only punished by the sword. And the last thing, Skila is more chamur than Herig, we know because the punishment of Nisuah is Chenek, who has an extramarital affair, is Chenek. And in Arusa, who has an extramarital affair, the punishment is Skila, and it's clearly an upgrade because it's a more egregious crime. So therefore, Skila must be chamur than all three of these. Now, the Gemara says, Sreifa chamura misayif. The next list in the Mishnah is Sreifa. Now we have to figure out how is Sreifa a higher form or a more stringent form of punishment than Hereg, which is mentioned next, and Chenek in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says first, Sreifa chamur misayif. How do we know that burning is the person is more chamur than putting to death by the sword? You can't eat now the Bat Kohen, Shizinta. Because the Bat Kohen who is Zinta gets the punishment of Sreifa. Umay chumra. What's the chumra? Shkei mechalalet adaviyah, because she profanes her father. Adraba, sayif chamur. So the sword, putting to death by the sword is more chamur. Shekein nitnan, l'adshei yirni dachat. People of yirni dachat, who worship of what is Zerah, kofar bikar, they get punished by sayif. So my chumra, shekein mumanam avet. And the chumra there is that not only do they lose their own lives, they lose all their possessions. So it says, nemar aviha biskila. It says, aviha, that by the case of enara hamruasa, who has an extramarital affair, is going to be put to death. It says there, Lesnot Beit Avia. Lesnot Beit Avia. So it mentions Avia over there. And Nemar Avia Bisreifa. It also mentions Avia when it comes to the punishment of Bat Kohen. And over there it says, Bevat Kohen et Avia hi Michalelet. She is Michalel, her father. So the word Avia appears in both places. So Ma Avia Murab Skila, just like the father that is mentioned by the case of an Arusa, who has an extramarital affair of Skila, the punishment of Skila says Avia, Skila Chamura Misayif, and we know, if already we proved that Skila is more Chamur than Saif, because that's a punishment of the Madiche Yerni Dachat, and not the punishment of the Yerni Dachat itself. Avia Hamur Bisreifa, Sreifa Chamur Misayif. So too, Sreifa would be more Chamur than Saif. So just like Skila is more chamur than Saif, so too Sreifa is more chamur than Saif. How do we know that? We know that from the word Avia that appears in both instances, once by Sreifa and once by Skila, to connect the two to tell us that the two are more chamur than Saif than the case of putting to death by the sword. And then it's the last thing that we need to know. So once we understand that Sreifa is more chamur than Hereg, we want to know, is Sreifa more chamur than Chenek? Where it says, yes, shekein nitna the bat kohen shezinta. Because that's the punishment for a bat kohen who is mizaneh. My chumra kedamra. What's the chumra like we said above? Right? Adraba chenek chamor. Chenek should be more chamor. Shekein nitna makia vivimo. Someone who hits his parents gets the punishment of chenek. Ah, my chumra, what's so stringent about that? Shekeinu kushkvadam, the kvadam akol. Because there, kavod is connected to the kavod of makom. It's like being mechabed, the kosh baruchu. There we say the punishment of chenek is going to be the more stringent. Gemara says, "Mada afke rachmana nisu abat kohen michlal nisu abat Israel." The fact that the Torah tells you that a nisu abat Israel has an extramarital affair gets chenek, and a bat kohen who clearly it's a more egregious crime, and the punishment should be more stringent. In that case, we say that the bat kohen becomes or goes to a case of sreifa. So therefore, the fact michlal nesua bat yisrael mechenek the sreifa takes it away from chenek and makes her sreifa. Shemina sreifa chamura. Must be that sreifa is more chamur than enek chenek. How do we know this again? Because sreifa is given to the bat kohen for a crime of extramarital affair, whereas chenek is given to a regular nesua who has an extramarital affair. And bat kohen, which is much more stringent, we're giving her sreifa. Must be that sreifa trumps chenek. Now the last thing that we need to know in our Mishnah is how do we know that chenek is the lowest form of punishment, meaning that saif trumps chenek. That's the last question of the Gemara. Saif chamur mechenek. How do I know that being put to death by the sword is more stringent than the choking? Sheken itan lan sheirin aradachat. Because the people of Yirin Dachat are punished by saif. My chumra, sheken memunam avet. And what's the chumra by Yirin Dachat? Is that they actually, their possessions are lost along with their lives. Adarabah, chenek chamur. Chenek should be more chamur. Sheken itan lama ke'avi v'imo. That's given to the person who hits his parents. Umay chumra, sheken ukash kvodam the kvodam akom. Because it's anguish between their kavod and the kavod of a kodesh baruch hu. So Gemara says, afilu achi poshet yado b'ikar adif. It's clear that I'm violating the basic tenets of Judaism of either going to worship another god or being cursing a kodesh baruch hu are such horrible crimes and so basic to the tenets of Judaism that is the worst crime, and therefore it must be that punishment of saif trumps that of chenek, meaning that the punishment of irni dachat is more stringent than the punishment of someone who is makeh aviv imo. Again, this radiates this point that I made before, that the Gemara is struggling between ben adam lemakom, ideas that a kofir beikar, versus ben adam lechaveiro, but in these special relationships of kibud avim, where a person hits his parents, or a person does something like a bat kohen, who does something that causes embarrassment and is some sort of violation of her standing as a kohen, and that is mechalelet her and actually hurts her father, we're going to see later on in Gemara. So, which is more important? And the Gemara again concludes, or according to Chachamim, concludes that kofir bi'akar is more important. But you see that the Gemara is struggling with those two ideas all along. Tosfos actually asks an interesting question. In the end, if kofir bi'akar is the worst sin, then why do the people of Yirin Dacha get the punishment of Saif? They should get Skila, just like a Megadev and Oved Avodah Zarah. Why do the Anshei Yirin Dacha only get Saif? So Tosfos answers that, well, in the punishment of Yirin Dacha, not only do they get Saif, they burn all their possessions. So if you add together Saif plus the burnt possessions, that equals skila. That's what Tosfos says. Even though the flow of our Gemara sounds like the reason that they lose their money is because the chumra of saif. Saif is such a chumra punishment, so they also lose their money. But the way Tosfos is learning in the end is, no, that the loss of the money together with the saif is what makes it as stringent as skila. So Tosfos says that our Gemara along the way had a havamina, that the loss of the money was dealt with was because of the factor that saif is such a strong punishment. In the end, where we prove that saif isn't such a stringent punishment, then the Gemara left that idea, and that's in the idea in the end, which is that if you combine saif plus the loss of their possessions, the burning of their possessions, that will equal skila, and that's why it's given to both of those instances. The other thing Tosfos asks, which is very interesting, he says, I don't understand, he doesn't really give an answer, but skila is also given to someone as mekalel aviv imo. Skill is given to the punishment for someone who curses their parents, chas v'shalom. So if that's the case, why doesn't the one of the Chachamim bring that as the proof that skill has the most chamer punishment? Because even though makeh avivimo gets the punishment of chenek, but mekalel avivimo gets a punishment of skila. So that would, number one, really prove that skila is more chomer than chenek, just because you get chenek for hitting your parents. But if you're mekalel, it seems, which is much worse, or seems to be worse, then you get skila. So Tosfos asks, that doesn't make so much sense to me. And he says also, why just because they're kavods who kash the kvod makom, why does that make it something that's more chamur? It means it just makes it on equal footing. It means that you're on equal footing between, if you are hukash kvodam the kvod makom, that means your kavod should be no greater than the kavod of a kodesh baruch hu. What's the suggestion of the Gemara over here, that hukash kvodam the kvod makom, Ukash kvodam the kvodam makom should mean that they get a punishment that's equal to what they give them, but can't make it that's higher. Here the Gemara is trying to suggest that chenek is more chomer punishment than skila, because that's what you give to someone who hits his parents, which is hukash kvodam the kvodam makom. But if hukash kvodam the kvodam makom, it can't be any greater than kvodam makom, and we know the punishment of kvodam makom is skila. So how could you suggest that chenek is higher form than a punishment of skila. So Tosfos the end says, no, that's not what the Gemara is suggesting. Gemara is suggesting is that Mish Lamar, the Hakamar Shei Chamor Kiskila. That is Chamor Miskila. It's not that it's more Chamor, more stringent than Skila, but rather it should be an equal footing with Skila. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Why is Chenek below the level of Skila? It should be on an equal plateau with Skila. And the Gemara rejects that by saying, no, that Skila trumps Chenek, because that's what we see the punishment of an Arusa is versus an Nisua. That's the explanation of the Chachamim's position. The Gemara went through how is skila more chomer than Sreifa, then how is skila more chomer than Hereg, and then how is skila more chomer than Chenek. And then the Gemara went, how do I know Sreifa is more chomer than Hereg, and how do I know Sreifa is more chomer than Chenek. And then the last thing they do is, how do I know that Hereg or Saif is more chomer than Chenek, and that explains the whole hierarchy according to Chachamim. Now the Gemara is going to try to explain the hierarchy according to Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sreifa chamura miskila. Sreifa is more chomer than skila. Why? She can't eat not a bat kohen, she's zinta. Because this goes to, as a punishment for a bat kohen who is mizaneh. My chumra. What's the chumra? She came mechalalit ha'davia, because she ruins the standing of her family and her father, that the kedusha that he has, she's mechalal, she profanes it. Adar of a skila chamura. Skila should be mechamor, she came nitnanu megadeif l'oved oved kachavim, because that's the punishment that's given to a person who worships avodah zarah, person who chas v'sham curses Hashem, means someone's kofer b'ikar. My chumra, she came poshet yado b'ikar. So where it says, Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, this is Rabbi Shimon to his own shita. Domer achat arusa, v'achat nisua yatzal l'shreifa. When it comes to a bat kohen who has an extramarital affair, whether she's an arusa or whether she is an asua, in both instances she get the punishment of shreifa. Because truthfully, I mean, pashtas a pasuk, that's what it's saying. Pasuk never defines that it has to be only for arusa, only nisua. The pasuk just says bat kohen gets this punishment. Now, if that's the case, umudafkur achman al arusa bat kohen michlal arusa bat Yisrael miskila l'shreifa shmamina shreifa chamura. The punishment for an arusa bat Yisrael who has an extramarital affair is stoning, a skila. On the other hand, the punishment for a bat kohen who is an arusa that has an extramarital affair, according to this position, then they would be chayav shreifa. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if the Bat Kohen gets Sreifa in the face of a Yisrael, a woman who is Yisrael, would have gotten Skila, must mean that Sreifa is more Chomor than Skila. And that's the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's conclusion, that Sreifa is the most stringent form of punishment, and that trumps Skila, because the Torah was telling you that Bat Kohen, who's an Arusa, shouldn't get Skila like a regular Bat Yisrael, but get Sreifa, which is a more stringent punishment. I will note here, one thing is interesting. So now you have a basic machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon about where does the bat kohen get sreifa. According to Rabbi Shimon, a bat kohen gets sreifa both when she's in Arusa and when she's in Isua, because that's the highest form of punishment that you can get. On the other hand, according to the Chachamim, a bat kohen gets sreifa when she's in Isua, when she's fully married and has an extramarital affair, because there the choice was between Sreifa and Chenek. That's why he upgraded. But when it comes to an Arusa, we leave her to get the punishment like a Bat Yisrael gets Skila, because Skila is a more chomer punishment. We can't tell her downgrade to Sreifa. Sreifa must not apply in that case. So Rabbi Shimon believes it applies both by Arusa and Nisua, and the Chachamim believe that it only applies to the case of Nisua. What's interesting is that Rashi, back on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, when the Gemara was discussing about the Bat Kohen and Zomamei Zomameha, where they had two different punishments over there, Rashi says a Bat Kohen is O Arusa O Nisua, whether she's an Arusa or Nisua. That's how I explained the Gemara there according to Rashi. But Rashi is basically quoting the sheet that's Rabbi Shimon over there. It's interesting that Rashi quoted Rabbi Shimon's sheet. Quoted the Chachamim sheet, he should have said Bat Kohen Nisua. In fact, he mentions that Arusa and Nisua shows that Rashi is explaining that sugi according to Rabbi Shimon. You could argue that Rabbi Shirashi is just trying to show the sugya can go according to Kulei Alma. But it's still interesting to know that Rashi actually makes that distinction and basically quotes the position of Rabbi Shimon back on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Which seems to be, again, in Mipasha's apostle seems to be right, that Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't define whether it's Arusa or Nisua. It sounds like any Bat Kohen who has extra male fear would get Sreifa. So now, if Rabbi Shimon's hierarchy is Sreifa is number one, and we now know Sreifa is better than Skila, the next thing Sreifa has to be greater than is Chamura Michenek. Now, why Michenek? Because Rabbi Shimon also flips the latter two punishments. He says Chenek comes before Saif. So based on that, he says, okay, how do we know Sreifa is more than Chenek? She can't eat now the Bat Kohen, she's Zinta. Because a Bat Kohen is a Nisua gets a punishment of Sreifa. Even the Chachamim agreed to this. And therefore, she's upgraded from what a regular Nisua who has an extramarital affair will get punished by Chenek. The Bat Kohen gets Sreifa. So it must be that Sreifa is more stringent or a step up from Chenek. So that's the Gemara's going to explain. Umay Chumra Kid Amran. Like we said, Adar of a Chenek Chamosh Kenit Nadam Kenet Avivimo. That this, the case of Chenek or choking should be more Chumra because it's given as the punishment for someone who hits their parents. When they're Umay Chumra, what's the Chumra? There's a Kenu Kash Kvodam Lekvodam Akom. In their case, they are considered or classified like a Kaddish Baruch Hu for these mitzvot. When the Afke Rachman on this Abat Kohen Michlal. We could have learned, we could have had gone either way, but because the pasuk tells us by a nisua, a fully married woman that has extramarital affairs, she gets a punishment of chenek. On the other hand, the bat kohen who does is get sreifa. So it must be that sreifa is a higher form of punishment than chenek. Now, sreifa chamura misayif, which is the last category, the lowest category in the Mishnah, sreifa the highest. How do we know it's greater than Saif, which is the lowest form of punishment in the Beis Din? Shkein nidna the bat kohen shezinta, because it's given to a bat kohen shezinta. My chomer kedamran. What's the chomer? Because she's mechalalat beit aviyah. Adarav, saif chomer. Saif should be more chomer. Shkein nidan lan sheir nidachat. Because that's given as the punishment for people who are a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah, who's kofar beikar. It says, "Umay chomer shkein umanam aved." And how you know it's a more chomer punishment? Because they, not only do they get killed, they lose all their possessions. So amart bechi eza koach miruba. Which is a more egregious crime? Is it koach hamidiach, the one who causes the people in the Yeridacha to worship Avodah Zarah? Or koach hanidach, or is it the ones who actually worship their Zarah, which is worse? Rabbi Omer, koach hamidiach. Right, so we always say that it's the koach hamidiach, I mean the one who caused others to do sin. They are much more stringent, and therefore, v'kava chomek, u'ma chenek she chamur misayif. Just like chenek is chamur misayif, sreifa chamura mimenu, saif hakal lo koshkein. So the Gemara is taking as an axiom now the fact that, in, according to Rabbi Shimon, chenek is more chamur than saif. So that the Gemara is going to discuss later on. How do I know that? But given that that's the fact that chenek is more chamur than saif, and we know that sreifa trumps chenek, so if sreifa trumps chenek, then certainly it's going to trump Saif, I mean, it's a transitive logic. If Sreifa is greater than Chenek, and Chenek is greater than Saif, then certainly Sreifa is greater than Saif. And that's the Gemara's conclusion over here. Now, when we say Koach HaMediach over here is more Chomor, that is because Rabbi Shimon believes that the punishment for Medichei Irani Dachat is Chenek. And therefore, that's later on, we're going to see this in the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon believes that Chenek triumphs Saif. Now again, it's not spelled that explicitly in the Gemara here, it's hinted to in the Gemara. The Gemara will explicitly say it later, that Chenek is greater than Saif. Now again, if Sreifa trumps Chenek, then it's certainly going to trump Saif. That's the Gemara's conclusion, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's why Sreifa is more chomor than Saif. So now, if Sreifa is the most stringent punishment, we explain why Sreifa is better than Skilo, Sreifa is better than Chenek, and now we explain why Sreifa is greater than Saif. Now the next punishment down, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Skila. So how do you know that Skila, according to Rabbi Shimon, is better than Chenek? And how do we know Skila is better than Saif? The Gemara says, Skila chamur mi Chenek. How do I know Skila is greater than Chenek? Shekein nitna lemigadeif lovet ko'avot kochavim. That's given to people who worship Avodah Zarah, Chas Hashem, Kurs Hashem. My chumra. What's the chumra kedamran? Like we said above, that he's kofar b'ikar. So adaraba. Let's say that chenek is chamor, shekein nitan lemakia vivimo, because someone hits their parents gets the punishment of chenek. Umay chumra, shekein hukash, kvodam lekvodam akom, because their kavod is, as a hekesh, is compared to the kavod of a kodesh baruch hu. If you hit them, then you're deserving a very stringent death. The fact to give you chenek sounds like chenek is more stringent than even skila. When it says, ma'afkei rachman ala rusa bat Yisrael, michlam nisua bat Yisrael, well, I'll tell you why, how I know that's not true. Why? A nesua bat Yisrael, a fully married woman who has extramarital affair, what does she get the punishment for? She gets chenek. An arusa bat Yisrael, an arusa who has an extramarital affair, what's her punishment? Her punishment is skila. So it's clear, arusa, which is a more egregious crime, we take you from chenek to skila, must mean that skila trumps chenek. And that's the Gemara's answer. Mechenek, the skila shvamina, skila chamura. And there you can see that skila is more chamur than chenek. Now the Gemara needs to know the next thing. Skila chamura misayif. How do we know that skila, the second in the stringencies according to Rabbi Shimon of punishments, how do we know that it's greater than saif, which is the lowest form? So because the reason is given to a Megadei fuchuli, meaning that's given for a person who's kofar biikar. So adarab saif chamor, saif shimor choshu keini tanan sheir nidachas. It's given to people who are worship, a whole city that worship the Avodah Zarah, here nidachat, they get punished by saif. And my chumra, what's the chumra there? Shekein mumanam aved. We see that it's a more stringent death because that draws along the fact that they lose their money or all their possessions. So marat v'chi eza koach miruba. Which koach is stronger? Koach hamidiach or koach hanidach? The one who causes others to sin or the ones who actually sin? Avimera koach hamidiach. And there, it's a koach hamidiach, and that'll be a kal v'chomer. Uma chenek she chamur misayif. This again is axiomatic. Again, the Gemara is going to explain this limud. We explained it a little bit before, but the Gemara is going to get to it. The fact that chenek, according to Rabbi Shimon, is greater than saif, and we know skila chamura mimenu, and we know skila is more chamur than chenek, then saif akalo koshke, then saif certainly so. So we have this again, the transitive property of logic, which is that if skila is greater than chenek, and chenek is greater than saif, then certainly skila is greater than saif. That's at the Gemara's conclusion. Truthfully, the Gemara could have used these concepts or these kavachomers by the Chachamim. It wasn't necessary. They were able to have these limudim without them, but they could have used these same types of kavachomer to explain why skila and sreifa trump other items, the lowest form of item, like chenek. And now the Gemara says, okay, how do I know, and this is the final thing we need to know in terms of Rabbi Shimon's opinions, how do we know that chenek is chomer misayif? How do I know that choking is more greater than saif? Shekei nitan, the makei avivimo? Because chenek is the punishment for someone who hits his parents. My chumra kedamran. The chumra is like we said above, that hukash kvodam lekvodam mako. So adarav a saif chomer. Maybe the killing by the sword should be more chomer. Shekei nitan lanshei nira nidachat. Because that's the punishment for those that, a whole city that went off the way and worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So my chumra, what's so good? Shekein mumanam aved. And so chomer that they lose even their possessions. So amart, v'chi eze koach miruba. Which is the worse or more egregious crime? Koach hamidiach or koach hanidach? The one who caused others to sin or the ones who actually sinned? Meaning that not they do they didn't cause others to sin, but they themselves sinned. Avimer koach hamidiach v'tanya, and we have a brisa. Medichei anidachat b'skila. According to the Chachamim, those that cause others in anidachat to worship Avodah Zarah, even though the city itself gets saif, gets killed by the sword, those that cause them to worship Avodah Zarah, they get killed by skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek. Rabbi Shimon says, no, medikrei iranidachet get the punishment of chenek. And since they're more chamor, if they're getting punishment of chenek, and the Torah says that they get killed, the rest of the city kills by saif, we know that chenek then is more chamor than saif. So based on that, we can explain all the other positions of Rabbi Shimon, and that the hierarchy according to Rabbi Shimon is sreifa, then skila, then chenek, and then hereg, and then killing by the sword. So Margala befumed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to have this memra that he had heard of from his rebbeim in his in from he didn't have a limud for it, but he had heard it b'mesorah from his rebbeim. He used to say this: Nara murasa bat kohen shezinta b'skila. A nara murasa who is a bat kohen like the chamim. This is like the position of the chamim. She gets skila. Meaning that a bat kohen should get, if she has extramarital affair, she gets sreifa. But it's only when sreifa is the more stringent punishment. By a case of arusa, where the arusa bat Yisrael gets the punishment of skila, that's the more chomer punishment. You can't do anything more than that. So then obviously we don't downgrade her to sreifa, and therefore she gets skila. Shimon Omer b'sreifa, and Shimon disagrees, because he thinks sreifa is a higher form of punishment than skila, and therefore we upgrade her to sreifa. Zinta me avia b'skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'sreifa. If she has an affair with her father, either that's the extramarital affair, or she also slept with her father, the punishment for sleeping with one's father is sreifa. So now, what punishment do you give? You have an arusa, and you have who violated. Her punishment is for being an arusa and having an extramarital affair is skila. Punishment for a rayot with her father is sreifa. So now I have two deaths that she needs to get, or two punishments of death. One for the extramarital affair, one for having that affair with her father, or sleeping with her father. So she has two punishments. We learned before that the principle, that you always give her the more chamor, the one which is more stringent. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, that the woman in this case will get what punishment? Zinta mavia b'skila, she'll get skila, because that's the more chamor of the two punishments. B'shen omer b'sreifa, she gets sreifa, because that's the more chamor punishment. So therefore, sreifa will be the one given. My kamashman, where's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? That we know that's exactly what we've been establishing in the positions of Rabbi Shimon. So he says, the Rabbanon, he's teaching us, the Rabbanon, nisua yatz'ah l'sreifa v'lo arusa. According to Rabbanon, only a nisua of a bat kohen gets the punishment of sreifa, but an arusa bat kohen who has an extramarital affair will not get the punishment of sreifa, but rather get the punishment of skila. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees, because Rabbi Shimon says, achat arusa v'achat nusa yatsa l'sreifa. No matter whether you're in Rusa or Nesua, the Bat Kohen always gets Sreifa, because that's the highest form of punishment. And therefore, we're going to give her that punishment based on her Yichus over here. V'tayim amai. So what is the reasoning here? Mishum del Rabbanan Skila Chamura. Because according to Rabbanan, the Skila is more Chamura. The Mishimon Sreifa Chamura. So Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina about what's more Chamura? The Mishnit Chayev Shtei Mitot. Based on someone who's Chayev, that someone did a crime or a series of crimes that makes them culpable, or they're chayav to receive punishment. The nafkamina is the mishnit chayav shtei mitot beizdin. So if someone is chayav two mitot beizdin, in that instance, we have to give them nidon bechamura. I have to give the more stringent one. So according to Chamim, skila is the most stringent. So in our case, the woman will get skila. According to Rabbi Shimon, the more stringent punishment is sreifa. Therefore, we give her sreifa. So my Rabbi Shimon, what is the position of Rabbi Shimon? Titanyo. We have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Klalot Nimru Bebat Kohen. Bebat Kohen, Velo Bebat Yisrael. Meaning that there are two positions, there are principles that are established by Bebat Kohen. So you're suggesting that this is true of Bebat Kohen and not true of Bebat Yisrael? No, so Ema Af Bebat Kohen. There are two principles that are also said by Bebat Kohen. What is that? Bo'tzi Akatuv Nisua Michlal Nisua, Varusa Michlal Arusa. That's the puzzle text say Nisua of Bebat Yisrael. And changes that for Nusua Bat Kohen. And the same is true by Nerusa. Arusa Bat Yisrael will be changed when it comes to punishment of Arusa Bat Kohen. Ma, kishahutziya katub Nisua Michlal Nisua. Just like when the Torah tells us that a Bat Kohen gets Sreifa as opposed in an extramarital affair versus a regular Israelite who would only get punishment of Chenek, Lahachmir, but that's always to upgrade. Af, kishahutziya katub Arusa. Same thing with Arusa by a Bat Kohen, which again, the Pasuk says Tam, doesn't tell you when a Bat Kohen gets Sreifa, it sounds whether it's Nisua or Arusa. So therefore, in the case of Arusa, the Torah should do the same thing. Just like, Shotzi Arusa, Michlal Arusa, Lahachmir. That's in order to be Machmir on her, meaning that when they change her punishment, it means to upgrade her. So that must mean going from Skila to Sreifa, and going to Shavu Shimon, that's exactly the case. That Sreifa is a more Chamur punishment. Zomemei Nisua Bat Kohen. Edim Zomemim, they come and testify against the Bat Kohen to put her to death and are found to be Edim Zomemim. They, Bichlal Zomemei Nisua Bat Israel. They get the same punishment that Zomemim of Bat Israel will get. Zomemei Arusa Bat Kohen, Bichlal Zomemei Arusa Bat Israel. The same is true by an Arusa. So just by a su'a and a rusa, even though the bat kohen gets a more stringent punishment or a different punishment than a bat Yisrael, nonetheless the edim will only get the punishment of bat Yisrael, and that's learned out from a limud, kasher zamam lasot le'achiv. By the pasuk says that by edim zomimim, it's only what they plan to do their brother, achiv, meaning the male, not the female part. So they will get the punishment of the male counterpart here. And the male counterpart here is Boala, the one who slept with her, had the extramarital affair with her. So he is punished not b'sreifa, like the Bat Kohen, but he's punished by Chenek. So his punishment is Chenek, her punishment is Sreifa, and the Edom Zomim's punishment will also be Chenek and not Sreifa. Now they're excluded either because of Kashem Zaman Lasod Achiv, or Rashi brings down the pasuk here by Chenek, which says L'Solot Ela Ota by Bat Kohen Arusa, that, or Bat Kohen in general, when she gets Sreifa, he Ba'esh Tisareif. So he comes to exclude. He, Velo Bo'ala, not the one who had the extramarital affair with her. He, Velo Zomemeh, her, not her Edim Zomemim. So, even though in Makot and other places that the reason that the Edim Zomemim don't get the punishment because of the Kasher Zomam Lasot Achiv, Rav Rashi brings the alternative sort, which is he. He's exclusionary, that it's her and not Zomemeh get this punishment of Sreifa. Rabbanan, Bat Ish Kohen, Tikechel Liznot, Et Aviyahi Mechalelet, Ba'ei. So that's the pasuk about a bat kohen. Now what does it say? A bat is going ki techel yachol afilu chalalat. So it says ki techel when she profanes things. So I would think afilu chalalat a shabbat, that even if she was profaned the Shabbos, tamalomar liznot. So then it says, so it's bat ish kohen ki techel liznot beit avia. So the word liznot comes to teach you that it's not simply any time she profanes, but it's only the profaning that comes through a maiz's nos. Must be that's the case. I would think that even a single bat kohen, we get the punishment of sreifa. Never kana via. Never lahalan avila. It says here by bat kohen the punishment of via. Never lahalan. Lahalan. It also says by nara musa. It uses the term avia. I want to suggest that a woman who's a pnuya should get the punishment of sreifa by bat kohen. There we have a limit of avia, which we just mentioned. So now malahalan's nutim zikat abao. Just like by nara musa, the punishment is coming because she is married, she has a connection to a husband, and she has an extramarital affair. Afkan, also over here, by the Bat Kohen, that is Mizaneh, we're talking about a case of Znut, case where she has an extramarital affair, Im Zikat Aba, where she has some connection to a husband. By Pnuya, who has no connection to a husband, that won't be the punishment. Why doesn't he just say Malahala and Arusa? So too over here, Arusa, why doesn't the Tana learn that way in the Braisa? Because that's not the conclusion. The conclusion of the Braisa is going to be that even in Nisua, it applies to Nisua, not to an Arusa. So now he doesn't want to say Arusa exclusively, because that would exclude the cases of Nisua. We know Omer Avia, but maybe the word Avia should not be used for the fact that there's a Gzera Shava to Nara Marasa to teach us that the woman's already married, and that's when only when she gets a punishment of Srefa when she's a Bat Kohen. But rather, it comes to teach us the word avia, elotziat kol adam, that it's only when she has such an affair with her father that she gets the punishment of sreifa. But if she has an affair with anyone else, then she has like a regular bat Yisrael. Shomer hi michalelet havi kol adam amur. The word of hi michalelet already teaches us that anybody else is included. So now we know that it's not just avia can't just be her father, because we know that others are included. So Muhammad came avia. What do I do with the word avia? Emrakan avia, v'nemer lahalan avia. It says here by bat kohen avia. It says by arusa avia. Malahalan znutim zikat abao. Just like over there, it's a case of extramarital affair with some connection to a husband. Afkan znutim zikat abao. So to over here, the issue is that she is married in some form, whether it's arusa nusua, and she has an extramarital affair. Over there is the case where she's going to get punished b'sreifa. So, ima lahala na'ra v'arusa. Whoa, if you're going to make that gzer shava v'avia, then let's say that she's exactly like that. She must be a na'ra murasa, just like there to get skila, she's a na'ra musa. Also here by Bat Kohen, maybe she has to be a na'ra musa to get the punishment of sreifa. Avka na'ra v'arusa. So, where it says, na'ra v'nisua. What happens in the case where she's a Nara, and she's of young age, she's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, being a Su'a, and she's married fully, not an Arusa, or Bogeret V'Arusa, or she's a Bogeret, she's already past the age of Nara, she's now a fully mature woman, and she's only Arusa, or Bogeret, she's, again, a fully matured woman, V'Hini Su'a, and she's fully married. So in all those cases, what are you going to say? That the Bat Kohen doesn't get the punishment of Sreifa? That's what it sounds like from here. If you make this Hekesh of Via Via to Nara Murasa, that would limit the punishment of Bat Kohen and Sreifa to a case of Nara Murasa. So the Mara says, Vafila is Kina, or in a case where she got much older, then how do we know that she should get punished the Bat Kohen? Minayin Tamalomar, Ubat Kohen Mikol Makom. The Vav, Uvat Kohen means Mikol Makom, no matter what. She gets punished. No matter what, means that not only in the case of Nara Murasa, but in all these other cases, she will also get the punishment of Sreifa. Those are the cases of Nisua, Arusa, and any form. No matter whether she's a Nara or not, in all those cases, they're going to get a punishment of Sreifa that the Bat Kohen deserves. So my continue is Bat Kohen, any other she nisei the Kohen. Bat Kohen, sounds like she married a Kohen. It's found in the Parsha with the Kohanim. Nisei the Levi Yisrael, how do I know that in case also, the Ovi Chachamim, she marries an Ar Jew, the Chalal, or Mamzer, Lenotin, Minayin, how do I know in all these cases, if she has such an extramarital affair, that it would be a problem? Tam Lomar, Vat Ish Kohen, Afa Pi, She'enu Kohenet, that she's a Bat Ish Kohen, even though her current status is not one of a Kohen. How can a woman have a status of a Kohen? Either she's living at her father's house, or if she marries a Kohen, over this case she's marrying someone, and she's no longer, she's a Bat Kohen, but she's not a Kohenet, which means that the person she married was not a Kohen. In that case, we still say that the punishment for her is the punishment of Sreifa, because she's a Bat Kohen, she came from a Kohen. So in all of these cases, even though the woman is restricted from marrying these individuals, but they're only Yisrael Lav, and Yisrael Lav, we know, at Kiddushin are Tofsin Behem, that Kiddushin actually work with those individuals. And even Rabbi Kiva, who says in general, even by Chevi Lavin, Kiddushin are not Tofsin, that's only by Lavin of She'er. But these Lavim, which are independent Lavim, like that of Mamzer, Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem, or that Lotit Hanein Bam, which is the Isser against marrying a non-Jew, those aren't Isserim of She'er, and therefore, even though there's an Isser Lav here, the Kedushin are still Tufsi. He b'sreifa, this is the lima that we discussed before, that she gets the punishment sreifa, v'ein bo'ala b'sreifa, but the person who has the affair with her is punished with chenek, but not the punishment of sreifa. Who... He b'sreifa, v'ein zo memeha b'sreifa. And again, that same limud that we saw before, that she gets punished b'sreifa, and not the edim zo memim. Again, we said the other limud is, kasher zamam lasod l'achiv, that the only punishment is for males, l'achiv, the same way that the bo'el. Just like over here, the bo'el is going to get chenek, and she's going to get sreifa. The edim zo memim follow what the bo'el would get, and not what she gets, because they follow after the male punishment. Rabbi Eliezer omer, et avia b'sreifa, v'et chamia b'skila. As it says that if it's her father that she has and sleeps with her father, she gets the punishment of Srifa. If she sleeps with Chamia, if she sleeps with her father-in-law, then she gets the punishment of Skila. Okay, we'll stop over here.